gotta press the record button.
It's like we're brand new.
Hey, welcome back.
Guys, welcome back to an episode of For Better and Worse. Did you miss us? Do you remember us? Are we still relevant?
Probably not.
Not
feeling relevant, but I'm feeling here. We're live in my living room.
Yeah, coming at you live at Rach's space. Because the studio is ripped.
Do you know how often I think about that?
What? That the studio... How like, often that happened so quick that I didn't have time to process it? Like, I shot endlessly for the last 2 weeks of it being around, and then it just, poof, gone.
I never think about it.
Shut up.
It's literally, like, I can't describe it other than, like...
Aren't you, like, super grateful? Like, God, I'm so glad I could have got, I got out of that at the time.
Like, that's the only time I think about it is, like, when...
Oh my God.
Like, I don't have to pay money now at the end of the month for the next, you know, like, I'm like,
I was going to ask you, like, what is going, you know, like, what is going through your head? How was the ending of all that? Were you kind of like sad?
No. Oh, I was done. I was so bitter at the end of it. I was like, this is.
Yeah. And there was a lot going on, a lot for you to be thinking about at the time, too. So you were just like, get this off my hands.
Yeah. And, you know, guys, we got to complain because shout out to the one person that caught the slip up on an episode.
A few.
But yeah, I'm pregnant again. So honestly, content warning for anyone who isn't ready to hear about pregnancy right now. I respect that. I'll put in the notes like when we stop talking about pregnancy talk. But really, I can't describe anything that's happened in the past 5-6 weeks without explaining
your current state.
Also, the rapid leaving of the pod was due to this, was due to a lot of just,
can't process.
I have been so unbelievably unwell. I look at people that have a big family and I just say, how?
Unwell, let's clarify, unwell in the sense that you are sick, like nausea, throwing up, can't keep anything down, sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you say unwell, you're like, like your first reaction to being pregnant, you're like, I'm unwell.
Yeah, well, also, guys, this is the situation here. We don't know how it happened.
Well...
Do you not remember me checking my ovulation?
Okay, Rach, but we do know how it happens.
We do, but we weren't having sex in my ovulating period.
Doesn't matter anymore. I guess it just defies science. But you were having sex, unprotected sex, and that's how we are here now.
And
I remember you being like, it couldn't have happened. I'm like, do you know how sex works?
I said, Mom, I'm sorry. The public school sex education was not good enough. Clearly. I was like, am I the dumbest bitch in school?
Am I a drama?
I got pregnant twice in a row.
Unplanned.
So basically, you know, had an ectopic pregnancy, had a tube removed, got a tattoo in memorial of that pregnancy. I, you know, was finally feeling myself again. The come down of pregnancy hormones is no fucking joke. And Josh and I literally, let's get intimate. We had sex twice in May because I'm coming from trauma.
I'm shocked it was even that much. I was expecting not that whole month. Like you guys would just like, we're good.
Yeah, but I mean, hey.
Right. Okay.
When you're feeling it.
Yeah. And I, more power to you.
But.
So it happened.
I found out at the end of the month because my period wasn't coming and I knew that I ovulated. And so I started Googling, like, how many days after your period are you, or after you ovulate, are you supposed to have your period? Because the reason normally why, like, people have a late period or, you know, like, inconsistent period is just because, like, they don't ovulate.
Right.
And so I knew I had ovulated. So I was like, I hatched an egg. It's time for it to drop. It's time to shed. And I wasn't shedding. And I wasn't shedding my uterine lining. And let me tell you, I just had to take a pregnancy test because I was like, I'm not fucking around with my other tube. But like, if I am pregnant,
Sure as shit.
And here we are. I'm 12 weeks, 2 days pregnant.
And things are looking good. And obviously, it's not ectopic.
It's not.
The one tube is working hard. It's hard at work.
It's hard at work. And it's working overtime. And it's doing what it needs to do.
And we're happy for you, Rach.
Yeah. Josh and I are obviously thrilled. We don't know what we're having yet. I was team all boy until a couple days ago. And I was like, could be a girl. And Eric now thinks it's a girl. So,
and we always know the kids are the most intuitive. So
yes. He drew a picture at camp yesterday.
I'll show you.
We'll post it on the announcement page on our post. Of ghosts at camp. You know, drawing ghosts.
Ooh, scary.
That's me ghost, and that's the baby ghost inside of me.
That's cute.
Yeah. So he's
an artiste.
He is an artiste. He is so cute. But I couldn't obviously give an accurate recap of my wedding without saying the fact that I was pregnant at my wedding.
Yes.
Which wasn't that bad.
No, honestly, we had her bachelorette party sleepover 2 days prior. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you my side of things, too. This would be fun because Rachel's side and my side. And I don't know. I think I saw you a few weeks prior and I knew you were sick, but I didn't know. I'm like, oh, she'll put on a good face, you know, but she was down bad at your bachelorette. And I was like, oh, her wedding is a toss up. We don't know. We have no idea how she's going to feel, because some days you were feeling okay and others you were, but this was like a pretty bad spell.
Yeah.
So we were nervous, but I will say on your wedding day, Rach, couldn't tell that you were pregnant. At one point in the wedding, I came up to you. I said, do you forget you were pregnant? She's like, Jess, no.
No, I feel.
I was like, because I did. Well, because like, you know, there was nothing. You didn't even say like, hey, I'm feeling sick, which I thought you would have at one point. I mean, towards the end, but.
Yeah. I had 2 days, the day of the wedding, the day after the wedding, of like just normal nausea, and I wasn't puking. No, I puked the day. Never mind. I had one day.
One day.
Where I didn't puke, and that was my wedding day. And where
I wonder if like adrenaline was just going.
I definitely think that's kind of what it was, because I didn't feel like, we'll get into like the wedding day more, but I was not like anxious for 1 second that whole day, but there must be some underlying adrenaline that kept me like up.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest disappointment, couldn't fit into my wedding dress.
But
luckily, Meredith, my best friend, had a beautiful dress, and it was
perfect.
Yeah,
and I am not just saying that because I photographed it, but I really couldn't picture you in anything else. I love the dress you picked out, but it fits so perfectly.
Yeah, it was the dress that I had picked out was much more like glammy. Obviously, like the dress that I picked out for myself, like fit me better, and mm-hmm. until it didn't fit me at all.
Fit your personality style overall.
Just like I liked the way I looked in it.
Yeah.
You know, like obviously when you pick out a dress, you're picking like what you feel confident in. And I felt really confident in that dress. But about 2 weeks before the wedding, I'm at like the seamstress's house, Madison's grandma's friend, and we're like tag teaming this dress. And it took like three people to zip me into the dress when a week before it went on. No problem. Mm-hmm. And it's just because like your boobs grow and you just like bloat. Like mm-hmm. I'm not showing, but like I'm just bloated, just filled with air or something. And I'm standing there like.
I thought you were going to have a meltdown.
Oh,
You were so calm about it.
Well, yeah, because when I'm standing in front of this mirror, so wildly uncomfortable, knowing full well what a wedding day feels like. I do it every weekend. I knew. I said, I cannot stand to have this on my body for another second. I have to take it off. I'm going to have a panic attack.
Oh, yeah. We said, you said it was close to the jeans incident.
Oh. One time, me, Madison, and Jess were taking a photo,
and it was cute. We were going like denim and topless and doing like this studio look.
But I didn't bring jeans, and so I'm fitting into Jess's size 10 Zara jeans, and I'm a size 14, 16. And I was like,
she's like, I'm having a panic attack. I'm gonna have a panic attack.
I was squeezed, and my ass was flat. I was sucked in like a sardine.
Oh my gosh! Every time, you can't look at those photos.
I can't look at that picture.
So, I love that photo.
And I knew exactly how that I felt in that day. And I said, I can't think about that when I can't be so uncomfortable. So
it's like you knew like that dress was not an option. So you were like already over it immediately.
Yes. And the long story is I ended up picking out two dresses for my wedding, but my credit card or like my bank denied the charge on the first dress I got at Beholden. And when we left Beholden, Meredith came dress shopping with us in Chicago, and we were walking and we were talking, and I looked at Meredith. I was like, that dress is so similar to your wedding dress. And she's like, it really is. You know, it's like the deep V, the high waist, the flowy, different material, but very similar vibe. So when I realized I wasn't going to fit and I was looking at Beholden, I was like, well, this dress will probably fit, but they didn't have my size. And I was like, why spend $1,600 on a dress when there's a free one at my best friend in my best friend's closet
that fit like a glove.
I really truly can't, like, it was so nice not to be aware of like my body or like my, especially being pregnant and not feeling great. There was other option.
You looked comfortable.
Yeah, I felt comfortable.
I felt confident. You could see that.
Yeah.
So honestly, what a win there.
Felt good, looked good. Everything was
something
good.
That very well could have been a disaster ended up working out really great.
Yep. And truly, when people are like, you're handling this really well, I was like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like there was truly no point in me being upset and stressed.
Not enough time.
And none of that shit mattered. You know, like I'm really not. So that being said, if anybody wants a really beautiful, gorgeous illusion corset pearl champagne under thing wedding dress,
holla at me
because I'll be selling it.
Yeah,
because someone needs
never
to wear that dress
freaking worn. Yeah,
but I was happy because I showed Josh, like when we were in the car, I was like, do you want to see like the actual dress? Because he knew that I wasn't fitting into it. And, you know, he knew about the situation. He's like, yeah. And he was like, oh my God. He's like, that is a good dress.
Aww.
So like, I mean, obviously like he loved what I looked like, but
right.
You know, I like that he acknowledged that like, well, that's you.
Yeah.
But very minimal detail at the end of the day. Like,
yeah.
What I wore. That's kind of how I feel like. Yeah. So we did it.
You did it. And it was great. It was very great. I was very stressed. And we could talk about a little bit.
Madison said, I saw some things I didn't want to see in Jess.
Okay.
She was like, oh my. She's like,
that's exaggerated.
Still getting to know Jess is something like she was like.
Which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So that's exaggerated. Okay, Madison, I would like to get her. Okay, first I'll say I wish my second shooter was not as involved.
Right.
I wish it was like a Kaylee or someone.
Which was an option, but.
But we couldn't find any.
Yeah.
And then things got moved around, which is fine. I felt an immense amount of pressure coming from myself, coming from nobody else. Other than to do this justice. But also Rachel feeling sick, I was like, oh, that's another layer. I got to make her feel comfortable. I have to make sure all this stuff.
Taking it on.
But I think all in all, I think there's two types of people when it comes to photographing your best friend's wedding. I think some people love it. I think there's two types of people. The first type of people, they love it. They feel comforted by having this camera walking through and taking a more intimate role on their best friend's day, having that control. I feel like some people thrive in that. Also, another aspect, a layer of that is like being an introverted and having a camera with you is easier for you to engage with guests. mm-hmm. in a way, and you can kind of pull out when like, oh, I got to go do my job. But I feel very much at this wedding, everyone knew me from podcasting or some being a part of Rach's life. And I was just like wanting to engage with everyone. And my extroverted ass was like, I want this conversation. Oh, I have to go work, you know, because yeah. that blinder was on for me as well. And I think it's obviously the pressure I put on for myself. And because Rach, I don't know if it's a pregnancy or what, but she was like, no, I don't, whatever.
She's talking about photo location.
When do we know Rachel Roche to be like, no, you know, whatever you want. Not that she's not easygoing. Not that she, no, what I mean by this is like, she knows everything she wants in her life. And then some in full detail. And it was so funny. We were sitting on the couch, right? This very couch in the morning. And I was like, oh, I'm thinking about some locations to shoot for your wedding. Like what? This is what I'm thinking. Madison's throwing off some ideas because I'm not super familiar with the area. So I was like, this is what we're thinking. It's like, oh, you know, I don't really want that forest. It's like infested with mosquitoes. And Laura, her sister, goes, well, she doesn't. What does she say? She's like, she doesn't have any sort of vibe or idea, but she does have opinions.
Yeah.
I was like, that is so hard for me. I was like, okay, but she has opinions. So give me an opinion about where the hell you want to go. But she's like, I trust you guys. And not that she doesn't trust me. And that wasn't the weird thing to navigate. It was just her not telling me where to go or what to do that I was like, this is all up to me and my creative eye. And yeah. what am I supposed to do? Like,
because the hard part about the venue that I chose was like, it's not in like a photo location. It's not like a venue that has land or, you know, it's just like we had to, you know, be at my house, find a photo location, then go to the venue. And then it was just like, wheels are up, like,
right,
events on. But it's hard because sometimes I don't have like a vision. Like, I really truly did not have any sort of like vision for like what our portraits would look like. That was not something that was in my head. I was like, because it is going to be what it's going to be.
It shocked me though a bit yeah. from you, I think. And now knowing, and you telling me this after the fact too, and then like us having a conversation because I brought it up to her after I had scouted for 4 hours losing my mind. And I think this is when Madison was like, Jess has gone off the rocker.
that it really was.
I think that was the moment because I think the wedding day I was just,
no, it wasn't the wedding day. It was before the wedding okay. day that Madison was okay. like, Jez,
I was lost. I was, because I think the little direction for me coming from Rach was tough for me to navigate. Anyway.
But I also think, like, as a professional, like, I don't appreciate clients being like, and we're going to go here. And then yeah. I'm like, that's really far. You
but
know,
you're
like,
not a typical client in that sense. I feel the same way. I'll pick everything.
Yeah.
And I'll do it with so much confidence. But for this, I felt, because every other part of your day was really intentional and there were so many things that had gone into plan with this mm-hmm. and that being like, whatever. But anyways, we had this conversation and I was like, I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling very uneasy. And I just want to know if you just don't care or is it like, I trust you to do it. And then we had that discussion, you being like, I fully trust you and your vision for this. So it's not that I don't care. What did you say? You were like, if I cared, I would tell you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I felt yeah. better about it. And the day of was just like,
because truly like the only like vision I had for my wedding was the like reception.
And then you had no other space for anything else. You were like, whatever, like, whatever yeah. it is.
I was like, because also it's like, there was a chance of rain all day. So I was like, we're going to be working around that. Like and the thing is like, if I have an overwhelming like plan, vision, idea, my brain like can't stop thinking about it. And so I didn't want to get attached to like something or a location or a place. Mm-hmm. And then you're running late. It's raining. We can't go there. We can't. And so I was just like, we'll see what happens on the day, how it unfolds.
Yeah.
And it was perfect.
It was perfect.
Like, thank God that I don't know. The park that you chose is like new, like 2 years maybe, like open during COVID, and it's literally like a mile or two from my mom's house. So, and I didn't even think of it, but it was the perfect spot.
It was perfect. I said like it was one of those things in life where you stress the most about, and then what ends up happening becomes very unplanned, but couldn't have been better. Like you couldn't have pictured it any different.
Yeah,
it was one of those scenarios for me, and I felt just so like as soon as after the portraits were done and we all loved the location, everything was like turning out how I envisioned it. I yeah. was like, I'm fine. Like we're chill. Then it's yeah. just like, The rest of the day was great, but it was awesome. You were beaming.
Yeah.
Smiling. I've never seen emotions, so many emotions in such short amount of time from Rach. And I was crying the whole day just because of it. I was like, oh my gosh, that isn't like Josh brings that out in her. And like this whole day is means so much to her. And everybody felt that. Everyone in the whole wedding was sobbing because of it. It was like, God, they deserve each other. And God, they deserve this beautiful life. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good. So, so good.
And I felt like truly like I planned the day. Like when people kind of say like, oh, what's your favorite, you know, the best thing you did for your wedding? I said not having a bridal party. I was like, I love my friends. They were just as involved. I felt like Jerry, Kat, you know, like all of you guys were there and present with me and celebrating. But like, I just fully enjoyed that. Like, there wasn't this like underlying expectation or I think everybody takes something different when they're like, I'm a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I just didn't need that. And I was so glad I didn't have that to juggle. Because everyone you're also juggling like, yeah, everyone knew their role. Like,
and like everyone plays a special part in your life and they knew that about you. Yeah. And it was very much, everyone was aware of that on your day too. Mm-hmm. Like no one felt left out or like, oh, like as soon as you got there, like all of your best friends gravitated towards you. You know, it was like this, like, what can I do to help? Or,
yeah.
And everyone was helpful in some way, which I think kind of helped everyone.
Right. And granted, like, so our wedding was smaller, 70 people, perfect size, truly. Like, I felt like I got to sit and talk to every single person that was there. Like, that's from, I mean, obviously, I have something to compare this to. And my first wedding was just a shit show. Like, I mean, I was 22 at my, like, wedding ceremony. And what the fuck did I know about anything in life at that point? But I hated it. I hated the crowded venue that was so loud with all these people. And I was like, I'm hungry. I don't want to not eat and talk to people. Like, it was just a wild time. And so, yeah, I felt like I got to like truly enjoy everyone that was there. And Josh and I really felt that like everyone that was there, like brought something there with them, like brought like good energy and something to the environment. And we like couldn't get over it. Like I literally like the whole next day when you sent me sneaks, I truly uncontrollably sobbing about everything. And that's still how I feel like when I look back on stuff. I just feel like it was absolutely 100% the best day and like the best representation of who Josh and I are. And we got to like authentically be those people to each other all day without like juggling our relationships with other people. We just got to be in a relationship with each other and the whole day was spent like that.
It really was. Ugh, it was so good. I was talking to people after. I'm like, I'm still riding on a high from it. And it was like, did I wake up the next morning in a panic attack? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I have to get these photos on a hard drive before I throw up.
Right.
But, and like, just see what they look like. And I'm like, I'll feel better. It's just like the not knowing and just like being at a hotel room and almost having a threesome the night before was just all too much for me to handle.
With who?
Can't tell you. I'll taking it to the grave.
You're not taking it to the grave.
But I'll tell you off pod. But yeah. It was something Joe and I considered heavily. And we don't know if it was made up in our minds that this person was putting out feelers. Like it's something we could have completely made up. But we talked about it that night and we're like, should we? I'm like, I ate too much. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I wouldn't know what to do. Like my fat stomach would be in the way the whole time. All this stuff. It was so funny, you guys. And that was like the perfect segue for it. But anyways, we'll move past it and we'll talk about it off pod.
I absolutely know what you're talking about.
Oh my God. So funny. And if it wasn't real, who cares? But we considered it. I don't care. Okay.
This is something Josh and I say about threesomes all the time. We're going to be together forever.
We have one opportunity.
Like, I'm not that weird. Like, I don't need like extra, like, I don't need a swing. I don't need things. But
If the opportunity
if
presents itself.
If you don't think I'm going to have a threesome at some point in my life with my husband, you're out of your mind.
If the opportunity presents itself on a drunk enough night and you, this person you'll never see again probably, or if you do, it wouldn't be awkward, go for it.
Yeah.
If that person's like not in your inner circle, go.
Yeah.
Live.
Live, be.
Be.
Experience.
Experience threesome. That is amazing.
That makes me so happy.
Oh my. We had a great time. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome back to the Animal House, everybody.
I tried. I locked them in my bedroom for for the first portion, and now they've revolted.
Everyone's joined us.
In
welcome, Coors, Barley, welcome. Queenie, and Herschel is the only one.
Only good one.
Only good one. Standing strong over there. Barley looking so awkward to be here.
She's
getting a little camera shy. Okay. Should we catch up? We catch up? We said that we would give you guys updates.
Yeah.
On our month and stuff.
Yeah. Do we want to do that, or do we want to finish up wedding talk with my budget breakdown?
Let's stay on the wedding with the budget breakdown, okay. And we'll go into some monthly updates.
So as promised, everyone, I said I would spill the tea on what I actually spent on my wedding. I will say in here, I put in values of stuff. Like, I put in the value of, like, our trade. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's, like, obviously, like, most people have to pay for a photographer.
Yeah.
I put in the value of, like, what my package would have been for you that time. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, for a guest count of 70, keep that in mind, all right? We're starting off very strong with something that I have to get out of the gate, okay? And that's the cost of my videographer.
The steepest.
The steepest of all of my things.
Do they listen?
No.
Does he listen?
No, but I don't. This is the thing. How I feel. I felt Blake very good. Also, a lot of people have the pricing structure that once you book up for the year, you'll take on more weddings, but only at a certain price.
Yeah.
I booked Blake 4 or 5 months in advance. So I was at his highest price point. His travel was built into this cost. He's from Louisiana. And let it just be say, it takes a lot for me. It was most important for me that I liked the person as a person.
Boy, did we like him. Also, nobody warned me that he's hot.
Yeah, Blake is a very good looking
boy. Oh my gosh, I was like, if I'm not nervous enough for this day, being around him is making me severely more nervous.
He literally looks like Timothy Chalamet.
But with freckles.
Yeah.
And just a little more built. Like, he's not the skinny, scrawny Timothy Chalamet. He's like, works out every day, got leg muscles for days. I thought I had him. Like, I'm like, come drink with us after the cameras were down.
He's so professional. But he also doesn't really drink. We bonded over that in Vision Quest. Like, I'll have like one drink, but he
was like,
he's it.
Like, if I'm like, oh, towards the end of the night, he was packing up. He's like, Jess, if you asked me one more time, I would have. I was like, don't tell me that. I felt like I was nagging you because Joe's like, leave him alone. Jess, leave him alone. I'm like, he's so hot. He should drink with us.
Hot people should get drunk with me.
It's not even that. It was just like, I don't know. I wanted to see him with his guard down because he was very professional all day.
He was
fun.
And truly,
we had a blast. He
especially
got along with us very well.
Right. Yeah. Especially after, because I really didn't know, like, he has a different style to videography than I do, but he also has an adaptable style of videography, which is why I booked him, because I knew our wedding is very different than, like, his traditional Southern weddings that he does. But anyway, without further ado.
Yeah, let's get into it.
$7,800.
Oh, I thought it was higher.
No, $7,800.
I thought it was
with
10.
No, I mean, but if you round up, you know.
what's another 3,000? Yeah.
But
okay, steep. Starting off steep.
Photographer would be then $3,500 in trade, approximately, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what that is together. But DJ, I did a partial trade with Aaron and San. The value of his work would have been $2,500.
What are you trading with him?
I'm gonna do promo video.
Oh,
them.
Cool.
It'll be really fun. So but I only had to pay out of pocket $1,000.
Nice.
Yeah. But florals, $2,000.
Which is not?
No, with nothing. And
Kirsten really came through.
I really think I got a bit of an industry discount there. But also, Kirsten normally doesn't do like pickups.
Queenie. Going to town.
She's going to town on this. It's all right. Once I'm
but done, she made an exception. You were allowed to pick up the florals.
Yeah.
Mom picked them up.
Mm-hmm. And they were the best part of my wedding. I was so emotional about that. Like, I really felt like all of it came together. Because a lot of the stuff, like, I thrifted and got, like, mismatched. And it can be kind of overwhelming when you have just, like, a bunch of ingredients and you don't know how to put it together. But once we picked up the flowers the night before the wedding, we, like, mocked up a table setting. And I, last minute, got, like, these, like, mustard table runners. Like, literally, like, Amazon primed them, like, 2 days before. Like, it was not the plan. But it really pulled it all together. So, thank goodness I did that. But florals were so good. My favorite part of the details of my wedding, by far, by far. Mm-hmm. And let me say, the thing that I said that I don't regret and will be forever what my tip was, when I gave, like, you know, what I wanted in my florals, I just said, I don't want it to be heavy for my bouquet. I could carry that thing all day. Mm-hmm. It was air.
But a lot of my florals were dried. Yeah. So something, like, to keep in mind.
Dried and fresh. Okay, so florals 2000, our bar bill was
$2,500.
The venue fee was $1,100, and our food was $2,240.
Really?
Yeah. So a way, and people are like, that's only what you, like, I know people that spend $15,000 on food. Listen, I was lucky to have a venue that was really flexible on stuff, and we just did appetizers, which worked for me. It worked for pretty much everyone that night except for Madison, who quite just did not eat enough. She did not.
We say this because she was found in front of the venue laying horizontal with throw up next to her.
Yeah.
She partied hard, and we loved that about her. If we don't party hard at our best friend's wedding that we shoot all day, we didn't do it right. AKA
that was me at Jess's wedding.
Yeah.
I was very unwell. And you had food. So, you know, you can't win them all. But I did feel, I was like, that was the one thing that I like, but I put appetizers on the invitation. So people knew, hopefully, that they weren't getting a full meal.
Yeah.
But,
Cher said
but
something
the food was good. The food was so good.
It was very good. Your mom said something because she was like trying to force food down my throat at the house. And I was like, oh, I'll just eat later. She's like, I don't know if there'll be much of it. I feel like that was her opinions on the appetizers.
It comes out. I love it too.
I was laughing. I was like, oh, there'll be plenty for me.
Our rings, our bands, the total was $1,520 with the workshop. The workshop itself, because we, you know,
this is
made our own, was $250. My band was $455. Josh's band was $745. And we got molds. Of course.
It's okay. Just keep going.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
We got molds in case, like, we lose them. We can have them made again. So that was $70.
Very cool.
Very cool. The dress that I did not end up wearing, $1,200. The alterations that I did not end up using, $250. Shoes, $50. I bought two pairs.
I have to.
But I got them at got both pairs at TJ Maxx or Marshall's. So
nice.
The earrings that I ended up wearing were $30. I bought two other pairs that I didn't end up wearing, $26 and $44. My hair, the hair appointment before, like, my dye, I included that because I probably wouldn't have done that if I got, like, highlights and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then my hair on the day and the trial was $425.
Wow.
Yeah. My makeup, my trial and day of, was $220. Mm-hmm. So I got a good deal with that. Josh's fit, $1,000. Nails, I paid for me and my sister to get mani-pedis, was $180. Decor and extras.
This is, like, where you rack it up, don't you?
Yeah. And I'm talking, like, there's a disco ball in here. There's throwaway cameras in here. Like, this was like my Amazon purchases.
Okay.
$500.
That's not even that bad.
But I split it up because my main thing that I spent money on was candles and
candlesticks. Yeah, I was just going to say.
So the candlestick holders that I bought on Amazon and thrifted, $265. The candles themselves, $140.
Did you end up buying all those on Amazon?
The candlestick holders or the candlestick? Like,
both.
I bought a lot on Amazon, but I've thrifted a lot of the candlestick. Okay. Holders, the candles themselves, I thrifted up all the pillar candles, But I bought like the colorful, like mm-hmm. I got a bunch of colorful like candles.
Yeah, someone asked about those.
So yeah, 140.
Yeah, if they're listening.
Hotels, like we got a hotel for you and Joe to thank you guys, and Josh had a hotel the night before or during my batch party.
Mm-hmm.
$300. Then I spent like $300 on my batch party with like I like bought like pajamas. I had this whole like run to Walmart. So my wedding total, everything together, $26,090. But my industry discount, meaning discount with Aaron and Son and Jess, $21,090.
Nice.
So that
was right on budget with you, though. You said
yeah,
about 20, right? 19-ish is what you were projecting.
Yep.
God, that's good, guys.
And I didn't put in the after the like honeymoon thing because that's all on Josh's account, so I don't really know. But probably $1,000, $1,500 for stuff there.
But you, I would say you were pretty savvy with it. 20 grand nowadays in this economy.
In this economy.
In this economy. In this panoramic.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah. I lucked out with my venue, but mostly that was guest count too.
Yeah.
Like your options for more affordable stuff opens up a lot when you cut your guest count down.
Mm-hmm.
And truly.
But 70 still felt like a lot.
Like it was not a small wedding. And luckily, like a lot of it was like our friends. Like
it was.
We invited probably.
Dance floor was
like
popping. Can we talk about Aaron Son for a second?
Oh, they went off.
They.
So many. My dad.
Popped. Off.
When I tell you, my dad was obsessed, and he did not know a single song.
Oh God, it was so much fun!
So much fun! I had so much fun, and I truly did love being sober. Like that was something that I was surprised. Like the night before the wedding, I was like crying to Josh because I was just like, one, please don't be like when Josh drinks liquor, it's game over for him. It's
yeah.
like he's falling downstairs. It's like and I'm just like, I'm pregnant and sick and I don't want to be dealing with you. Like I want you to be happy and fun and having a good time, but just be aware of your pregnant wife.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Please. But I also started like crying the night before because I was like, I don't get any social lubricant and, you know, like that.
But for real, though. But I feel like because you were just so happy.
I was so happy.
You were just like you dancing in that dress. Hilarious. So fun. I was like, you couldn't tell that she was sober. I was thinking that, too, because I went live.
Yeah.
If you got a whiff of that. You're welcome. That was very chaotic, but I had a blast doing it. You looked like, I mean, you couldn't tell that you.
I've never needed like alcohol to have a good time. Like I don't need it to be silly or to cut loose or anything. Like
it is
alcohol,
a social lubricant though.
Yeah. Social lubricant with just like talking. That's when like it's talking to people that I can get really overwhelmed with.
Mm-hmm.
And like also like this is the first time Josh's family and my family had met each other.
Right.
So,
which could get awkward, but it really wasn't. But
no.
If you think about it, you have this buffer of we just got married. So they have like, you look beautiful.
Yeah.
And then it's easy. Instead of like thinking of things to say, you don't have to on your day because
right.
people are like commenting on things mm-hmm. and you can be like, thanks. We'll catch up. You know?
Yeah.
It's pretty.
But I just loved it. I loved. And I really felt like our guest list had some cushion. Like my dad wanted to invite some of his friends, which like I don't even think I let him do last time. But this time I was like, you want people to witness me get married? Heck yeah. And like him and his friends stayed until like 10:30, sitting, drinking, talking, like all the candles were lit. It was like, and I loved seeing my dad just like be relaxed.
Mm-hmm. And enjoy himself.
Enjoy yourself.
Everyone there enjoyed themselves.
Yes. But I guess before we move on to like just like other stuff, I want to talk about some of my favorite things.
I was just going to.
Did you have any?
I was going to ask you yeah. about best thing that you did and something that you would do differently.
Well, I talked about the not having a bridal party thing, but my favorite thing that I did that I just came up with this idea last minute and I felt like it was just more true to like my family dynamic
mm-hmm.
was I had a family dance instead of a father-daughter dance. I truly feel like my dad, my mom, and my sister raised me equally. And of course, like, I had a great moment with my dad that we'll talk about. But I just wanted it to be this moment of all four of us together. And we danced to Dancing Queen by ABBA, instead of doing like a slow song or anything, because I just felt like this was such a celebration. This whole day was such a celebration that I didn't need to fabricate emotional moments. I just had so much fun, and it was a surprise for them. Like, I warned my dad at the beginning of the day. I was like, just so you know, like it's not going to be, you know, Landslide, which was like normally our song. I was like, I'm going to do like a whole family dance. He's like, okay. But,
you know. But how it happened so organically and such in a fun way, nobody knew about it besides mm-hmm. your dad, who didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And the way Laura was ecstatic, she was like, yeah. No way. Like, she was just like, and your whole family was just beaming, and you guys circled up and like paired off. And it yeah. was like, it was as if they rehearsed it mm-hmm. and you could just see how much love they have for each other, just being a family. It was so cool, guys. I mean, that was one of the cooler moments of your wedding too. Mm-hmm. I was like having a blast with it too.
Yeah. And another favorite thing is, so I walked down the aisle by myself, and I mean, I've talked about this on the podcast before, just like the certainty of knowing, like, you know, this is my decision and this is, you know, I'm secure enough. I don't need anyone to give me away or to, you know, support me. Like, I'm making this decision on my own. But by doing that, I allowed for an organic moment that I didn't even intend to happen. Because I got up to the front of the aisle, you know, there are people in the front row, my grandma, my mom, my dad. So, you know, like, gave my grandma a kiss, you know, my mom, hugged my mom, you know, gave her my flowers. And then by the time I got to my dad, I just, like, I had lost it. Like, truly, I was crying all day. Like, my eyelashes would not stay on. Like, I was just, it was all happy, but just, like, especially that moment, just, like, feeling, like, especially when you've been separated and divorced and you've gone through that and your parents have seen you go through that and have seen how far you've come, like you guys, if you've seen any of the pictures, there's a photo of my dad, and my dad like has my hand, his hands like on my face. Mm-hmm. And it's probably like a full 30 seconds of me just like getting composed, and we have our foreheads together, and he's like, you know, keep it together. You can do this. You've got this. Like, just like whispering to me.
I have goosebumps thinking about it.
And allowing myself like not to feel the pressure to be like, okay, my job is to get up to the aisle. Like, I was just like, I'm taking my whole time with this. Like, I'm absorbing this moment. Like, that moment with my dad will be the best memory I'll ever have of us together. Like, it was something like I'll never.
No, it was like, it was truly the comfort of a father to a mm-hmm. daughter. And what was really interesting for me, Rach, is I know your family is really important to you, but it was showcased so much on your wedding day and how much you rely on them. And I think you walked down the aisle and you looked at Josh, but you were looking at your family the entire time mm-hmm. and you went right to them. And it was like moments before you walked down the aisle, you said to Mads, you said, make sure you get my family's reaction. Make sure you focus on my family. And of course we knew that, right? But mm-hmm. it was when you said that, it shifted a lot of stuff for all of us, like Blake too, because mm-hmm. we told him and we're like, okay, like this is going to be a bigger moment than we anticipated. And when that happened, it was like you were staring at them, you went right towards them. Mm-hmm. And it was like, Grammy, mom, and then your dad, and you were just done for. And it was just one of the coolest moments. Like I said, I have goosebumps thinking about it. It was just like, and I love that you didn't have that pressure to like, okay, we need to get on with it. The show must go on. It was like, let me live here for a minute.
I am the show.
Yeah.
Like, this is the show, this whole thing. And that's what's so hard, like doing this job and like trying to talk to people about weddings and telling them to like get out of this idea that you have to tick these things off the boxes. And I say, I was like, the boxes are good. The hire this person, do this, this, this. They're good because planning a wedding is a lot of work. But if there's anything I can try to even remotely evoke to people is like, allow yourself to have the day that you need. Like I had the day that I needed, not because of, you know, the vendors I chose or any, like just because I allowed myself the space to feel when feeling can be really difficult for me.
And that part, I was just going to say, I'm like, you don't typically outwardly feel in front of other people.
And I do feel like a gift that pregnancy gives me is the ability to feel. Mm-hmm. It like cuts this like whatever wall I normally have up or whatever it is. I'm just emotional. Like I'll cry at anything.
Mm-hmm. Which was
like my neighbors leave their dog out for too long and I start crying, like sobbing uncontrollably.
But as a best friend who feels very deeply and outwardly, watching you go through that on your day was one of the coolest, coolest experiences for me to witness all of that. It was like, I know she was in there. But I think it was the pregnancy that allowed you to like even say, fuck it, though. Like there was so much more at stake than marrying this man. It's like this man's going to be the father. To like there was so much more to it that if you knew, you could see it and feel it. It was just awesome.
And then another thing that I loved was having Laura marry us.
So good. Oh my God. She really did it right.
And that's probably another example. Laura's really, you know, used to dealing with me, but like I didn't give her a whole lot of like what to go off of. Like she really had to dig with me. I gave her, there was a wedding ceremony that, you know, Madison filmed at Crockett's. Where Jess got married, but last year, and I loved their ceremony, so I sent it to her. I was like, I feel like this is good, you know, like, you know, it was one of their best friends married them, and you know, it was very personal, and I liked the flow of it. And I mean, Josh and I, so we read letters to each other in the morning, but then I wanted us to say something publicly in front of our friends and family, so we did our like I promises, like I promise to do this, this, this. We did those during the ceremony. But we wrote letters to each other and read them in the morning, which was a lot.
That was a good moment too, but so needed for both of you.
Yeah.
And just to get that out.
But Laura did so well, and I can't express like having someone that knows you and loves you have the opportunity to like marry you and say their own words. Like I felt like I didn't have Laura give a speech because I was like, I want you to say, you know,
what you would want to say.
You know, in
which
that
was perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect, and it was the perfect role, and we loved every minute of it, and I can't wait to
get to see it, hear
see
it,
and back.
Yeah.
Laura was like, me either, because like I blacked out for it,
and I was like, you wouldn't be able to tell that.
But like my favorite thing, like I cried nonstop all day. The picture that's like the background of my phone is us walking up the aisle.
Yeah.
I have tears down my face.
I know.
So
I took the grain out because I saw that.
Yeah.
Because I kept it pretty grainy because I wanted it to look that way. And I took the grain out and I sharpened it. And I was like,
she's crying.
I like got goosebumps. I was like, holy shit, she's fucking sobbing. But it's like this huge crocodile tear.
Yeah.
But she's beaming. Guys, it's really cool. Yeah. I love that photo. You know, Joe is in it.
Yeah.
Like fucking asshole. But he did create like a perfect
throw
of confetti. But if you zoom in enough on some and crop it, it's fine. But yeah. So good. Such raw emotion, genuine emotion all day. And that's what it's about, guys, too, when you're talking about putting your wall down or putting down checking off the boxes. Mm-hmm. Let it be a human experience, guys. Let it be just organic and natural instead of like, I know that there's nerves and adrenaline going with it.
Yeah.
But take a deep breath and realize like this is it, you know, and let the human experience just unfold as it normally does. Like, don't worry about what's next. It will seriously fly by and you have so much to go off of because of the different moments that you took to be present.
Yeah. And then my last favorite thing was all the speeches that were given.
Oh, yeah. So they were good speeches.
They were so good. So my dad gave like a opening speech slash poem that he read.
I love
that. One of my favorite pictures all day, obviously, is me and Josh.
That's my favorite picture all day. Yeah. I knew it. I knew it from the moment I took it. I was like, that's it for me.
Josh's best friend, Garrett, did so good. So good. And then my best friend, Meredith. Too much.
When she's like, adult friendship is really hard. I was like, fuck, I'm out.
It is. It is so hard.
But I feel like hers was just so off the cuff.
Yeah.
And just really speaking to Rach and Josh. Mm-hmm. It was really nice.
And then Madison and Jess gave a duo deal, which was so fucking good. Like, honestly, the way you guys put that together was organized, but also very real. And you got very personal, both individual, like, you know.
Thanks. That really, I mean, as soon as you said it, and it was 1 week prior to wedding day.
Time got away from me, you know?
It's fine. But I like got right to it. Didn't waste any time. And I actually sort of planned to do this surprisingly.
Yeah.
But had nothing. But also was like, I was too stressed about everything else. I didn't even think of it.
Yeah.
And I made this outline and me and Mads met up for beers naturally. And her idea was to do the two separate personal experiences with you and keeping on theme and everything. Also, the best compliment besides you saying that you loved it is Laura and Aaron being like, from like a professional standpoint, like that was actually really good. I was the like, linguist. I am riding on that rhetoric. High all day. Yeah. They were like, Aaron's like, I would give my students this example as a good speech. I was like, stop, do not say that. My ego's too big already. I am 3 tequila drinks in and I've just done the speech and the rest of my night is smooth sailing. So I was like, stop it.
Good.
I'm so glad you liked it.
And then I was really glad that Josh and I took time. We like
that
just stood up
so
and
good.
Wasn't planned and we
hot,
thank people.
Hot take. Bride and groom, say something.
Say something.
I wish we would have for ours. I just don't. I feel like, but yours being a more intimate setting was just like everyone,
yeah,
to hear from you guys. It was really cool.
Yeah. So.
So such a very good personal touch. We talk about personal touches. That's one of the best, in my opinion.
And we talk a lot about, like when Madison and I like doing video, we talk about how important words are on your wedding day. Like, I truly believe that. Like, I believe that that's the reason why video is the most important thing in the world, because you want to remember what the things people say. And I'm sorry, an iPhone video is not going to cut it. It's just not. It's, you deserve to treat yourself to everlasting memories. And that's why, like, I inquired with 2 people. One was a very far-fetched, like, celebrity videographer that I really like. And the other was Blake, and it was just, I didn't care about what I had to pay. And he was very like, I don't owe my last payment until October. And, you know, he helped in that way, but no regrets. I'll never have any regrets about spending money where money needs to be spent.
So, yeah, I agree.
That's it. That's my wedding talk.
What's one thing you would change? Anything?
No.
Nothing. You heard it first here, ladies and gents.
No. The only thing I was a little uncertain about was
non-binary folks.
Yes. Was the appetizer thing. Because Madison got so sick, but
she didn't eat because she didn't eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Oh, we think husband's home?
Maybe. Pause. We will be right back.
I have a funny story from your wedding.
Okay. Back on the wedding. Really? That's what this episode was going
to
be.
Well, it had to be. I think giving the people what they want. They wanted a recap. They wanted live footage, which they got. And I can't find anywhere because, I mean, we were having a blast. I had a blast being on live. I think it's a thing I'm learning about myself. I love being on live.
Live is different than like pre-planning videos and stuff. You know, it's like.
It is. But like, live. I think the instant reinforcement for me, everyone's like,
Jess needs feedback, babe.
Only from certain people, I'm learning. Mary's telling me that because
okay.
We had a conversation talking about your wedding. And I was like, I just felt like I wasn't sure. And you're like, oh, so you needed, you know, feedback from Rachel. I'm like, yeah, I guess that would have been nice. And then we were talking about Joe, and I was like, she's like, with his anxiety, do you feel like he would need some more like reinforcement? I was like, yeah, but I just feel like we're solid. And I feel, she's like, funny how you didn't feel that way with Rachel and you feel that way with Joe. And I was like, oh. Mary, don't fucking school me right now.
That's not what I'm paying you for, Mary.
I know. I'm like, I'm very solid in my relationship with Rach. Okay. So, anywho, we're dancing. This is a part of the night. I've gone live a few times at this point, and I'm dancing with Kat, who was our very dear friend. Kat was having a blast, and she was so fun, and we were dancing, and, you know, she's doing one of those, like, going down my leg ordeal. You know, you've seen it. You know the move. And she is, and then all of a sudden she starts to like kind of trip and like kind of lose her balance. So I'm like giving her my arm to like catch her, and she like almost eats it, but she like catches it. But in this like exchange of like awkward movements of like getting her back up, she gets a whole drink, a tequila drink, all down her face, like all down her makeup and stuff. And she comes up out of it a drowned rat. She's like, oh my God. She's laughing so hard. She's not even the least bit upset. And David, her husband, comes over and he goes, did you just baptize my wife? I was like, bro, yes, I baptized Kat with tequila. And I know she's going to remember it because we laughed about it for the rest of the night.
I love David. See, everyone there, like, truly, like, I have such a love and admiration for every single person that was at my wedding.
Mm-hmm. Everyone had such a good time. Meeting Jono was like meeting a long lost best friend for Joe and I. Immediately, we were just
that's
like,
"That's who Jono is." Like, he's just he is,
and we immediately are as well.
What do you think he is on the Enneagram?
Oh. I don't know.
A seven.
I was gonna say a seven, but he's got more like
he's an achiever, but I think his social
oh yeah
goes so far. Like
he was a blast. He was we had so much fun with it, even after at the bar too. Him and Joe really started connecting, and I was like, oh yeah. But yeah, amongst a million other things that happened that night, I feel like that's the one that really sticks out. The party was just so much fun. It was one of those. You know it's a good party. Also,
Jono's my cousin's husband.
Oh, sorry for reference.
Yeah.
I feel like we talked about them. We've referenced.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, that's the one that's sticking out right now. Other than the potential threesome later. But no, it was one of those parties that when it ends, you're like, no.
I know. And
like you never check. You check the clock and you're like, shoot. You know, like you have this much time left. Sometimes they're like, oh, we have 2 hours, and you feel like there's plenty of time.
Yeah.
This was one of those that like, I didn't want it to end.
Oh, no. Like, Aaron and Tom, like, wrapped up around 11 because we needed to be, I don't think it was, like, strict, but, you know, like, I wanted us to be out by noon, by not noon, 12, by midnight. So, you know, like, we started packing up. People were still hanging.
Mm-hmm.
And we all wanted to go to Luigi's, but Luigi's closed early that night, which was a tragedy. Luigi's is, like, best a pizza. Late night, like, pizza and bar.
Cash only.
Yeah.
God, it's so good. I was really hoping for that because I was starving.
So were we. And then, so that was first hiccup of the night. Then Josh and I are driving home.
Drove home.
Well, I could drive.
Yeah.
That was stone cold sober.
But still weird to go home.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Well, we just felt like we've had so much. We're in a bit of debt right now. You know, got college. You're like, do we need to spend a night at a hotel when we live 15 minutes away? No. And so we go to the McDonald's drive-thru because we're both like hungry. They wouldn't take our order. It was 12:55, and they were.
You went
like,
to McDonald's?
Yeah,
they served our drunk asses through DoorDash.
Yeah,
that's what we got.
You were probably at a. We were at the one by our house. So then
you
we
were like, "It's our wedding night."
I said
you
that.
Pulled that.
I
out.
Pulled that, and she's like, "I'm sorry." Like literally, all Give the me cars a fry. In front of us were taken. We were the car that they drew the line at. And so then we go take our happy asses to Taco Bell, and they greeted us. The people of Taco Bell know better fast food personalities, at least around here. They
really?
Were happy to have us. They
I
gave
thought
us,
Chick-fil-A's got that in the bag.
No, they've got homophobia in the bag, Jess.
I know that, but sometimes
I'm talking, I want
I want real fast food. Like, I'm talking, they're just, they don't care.
The good
they're,
folk, the good old folk of Taco Bell.
And my friend Morgan worked for Taco Bell, and she said corporate is actually very good. She worked there through college or high school. No, yeah, high school.
Interesting.
Love, yeah, she was like, oh, yeah, no, it's a great place to work.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's all.
It's a new Starbucks. Do they have benefits?
Full time, sure. I'm sure it's all location by location, but. They treated us like royalty. They were like, oh, what beverages do you want?
Did they hook you up with anything for free?
Yeah, they gave us some like...
Cinnamon twists?
No. These like churro cheesecake bites or something.
Am I going there after this to try those?
They're very good. They're like donuts filled with cream cheese or
that
something.
That sounds fire.
So Taco Bell brought it home for us. And then... That was the only bump. Those were the two bumps right at the end
besides
of the night.
Besides you dragging your dress... A half hour outside of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Which wasn't a big deal at all because it wasn't even dirty because it was just tulle.
Yeah.
But Rach calls
we were
us.
We're downtown Akron and like this truck pulls up like we're, you know, two lanes. We're like at the stop sign. Truck pulls up like on the other lane, then reverses. And I was like, are we about to be assaulted? Like,
on our wedding day.
And he's like, your dress. Like you could see that like I was in my wedding stuff. And so like I have to like open the thing, like bring some of my dress and didn't get it all. So my dress is just for 30 minutes, just dragging on the ground.
The dirty streets of Akron. The dirty
streets.
But it wasn't bad. You were laughing about it because you called us and you're like, dude,
it was so funny.
This guy just pulled us over to tell me my dress was dragging this whole time. I was like, bro, no way. It's so funny.
Why get upset about things, you know?
Reach.
I don't know.
I don't know. You were, not that you would get upset about things, but nothing could bother you that day.
Nothing could.
And it was so funny because like Laura, your sister and I give each other these exchanges all day. Like, we'll look at each other, we give each other looks like,
yeah,
you know, she's like showed me the phone and it was like 100% chance of rain. She's like, I was like, okay. We're going to roll with it. Just, but like you didn't care at all. You were like, oh.
It did start to stress me out a little. Like when I was there before we started doing some family photos, I was starting to be like a little bit stressed. But
It all worked out.
I shook it off. But we I was so present.
Oh,
like,
you were.
I remember how Josh's letter to me started.
Wow.
Rachel Roche, a name that has been on my mind for 10 years.
It was the start of yours that had me... week from the beginning. I was like, fuck. You're like, I thought I could do it alone. I can't revisit it. I couldn't. But it's just stuff, Rach, so personal that you do open up with people. But I think me seeing that really vulnerable side of you, it was just such an honor.
Happy to give it to you.
I know, because you never would. And that's why you're like, no, never again. It's all you get. But I think that's when I think back how grateful I am to have walked that with you and being in the role that I was. So when I think back, it's like, during, was I stress mess? Yes. But I think if I wasn't stressed, that would just, that for me would feel like carelessness. And that's not how I operate. But
I felt... like I had fun and I was so glad to have Kat and Jerry there who like took the cameras from you guys at times and like it was good.
It was good. It was great.
It's not good. Even other than my wedding, Jess, what has been going on for you?
So I quit Belfair.
Which is big news.
Which is big news, but it doesn't feel like big news because it's something I've done a million times before, and I only work maybe 8 hours a week in the mornings. But it's been about like 2 weeks since it's been kind of in effect. So I don't know why, but like freeing up that time. Also, the month of July was slow for me as well, which is great. I mean, I'm doing like engagement sessions, but having to like really go hard in the beginning for wedding season and have like a little break in between is usually unheard of.
Right.
And so I got to travel to Boulder, Colorado to do an engagement session and spend the weekend there with my sister, which was really nice.
How was the flying there? Did you feel stressed?
Not an issue. And I flew Frontier, which I have done once and was like, man, this is like just a step above Spirit, but I had a wonderful experience. No issues with bags, no issues. I mean, I've been hearing on TikTok and other things that flying's been like a mess and baggage has been even worse. So I was anticipating that a little bit, but honestly, I had a great experience with Frontier and like flying in general. Like everything, I was actually early for most of my flights and never felt annoyed. I found
that like Frontier's longer flights, and especially their direct flights, like they used to have a direct flight to Portland.
Yeah.
And I used to take that all the time, and it was great.
The only other time I flew Frontier was for the workshop.
Yeah, it was
no issues. Great. Yeah, and it was direct flight, and that was great. So,
because we have flights coming up, and I'm like getting a little bit nervous, but our flights, so Madison's flight to Montana is early, and my flight to Palm Springs is really early. So,
yeah.
I'm hoping that we won't get screwed.
But. Yeah. But I mean, Colorado was so good. I have friends that live out there, some old friends that I haven't had a chance to catch up with. So,
I
had margs with them. Yeah. Nice. My friend Pat, I lived with him all through my last year in college. And I went to high school with him and his wife, Kaylee, and we just marged it up for hours and just chatted about what real life shit. What must
that be like? Margaritas.
Ugh, my favorite thing.
Oh, another thing I didn't add to my budget. I bought like $150 worth of non-alcoholic wine.
That you didn't drink?
Hell no. I can't drink anything but water right now.
Ugh.
Like everything hurts. So I have a bunch of non-alcoholic wine.
If anyone wants it. Do you enjoy a glass at home?
I have not even tried it.
Ooh.
I was going to bring it to the venue. They were going to let me, you know, that would be my sneaky drink.
Yeah.
But.
My sneaky drink.
That's why I was drinking out of a disco ball.
Nobody knew.
Yeah. The bartenders knew if they got a disco ball cup, it had to be no alcohol.
Genius.
Did I grab Josh's disco ball cup that he put beer in and take a big swig?
Beer?
Beer through a straw?
Ugh.
I said, this is alcohol.
I heard that gets you more drunk, though, quicker.
Beer through straw?
Yeah, something about the aeration. Here I am, spitting false information. I don't know, look it up. Yes? I think that is true.
Your ABV can't change by volume, whether you drink it through a straw or...
But I think the effect it can have on the body can.
Hey, Jess is back. Jess's junk science segment.
Dude, and the funny thing is that the girl who I shot in Colorado, Risa, actually found me on TikTok from the tequila video.
No shit.
And she loves tequila, so it was like curated for her, you know? And she was like, that found you from there. And then the rest was history.
That is insane.
I know. That's you're perfect. But anyways, when I was thinking about traveling... I will say that my toxic trait is supporting the local economy and buying merch at every place I go to. And I talk about like the whole nine, like t-shirt, mug, stickers, and keychain.
Hey, Jess, I think that makes you a connoisseur of
I don't care if that's touristy or not. I'm going to get it because
Colorado's
I like it.
Colorado's got a great flag too. They got a great aesthetic.
They have everything about the aesthetic there. Like everyone's so fucking nice there. I had a wonderful time. Wish I could have stayed longer, but I had to get back.
You were jet set.
I was jet set. I had to get back to my dog that got skunked while I was gone.
No, she didn't.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Pickle?
No, Olive.
Olive?
Skunked again. I was so worried about Joe handling this on his own. And that's my codependency. Yeah, but he was like, listen, he said this. I was like, hey, how are you doing? Like, are you losing it? Like, are you freaking out? Like, that's a lot to handle. Two dogs, you know, and he thought they were bull skunked. And he was like, it is what it is, Jess. This is life. I'm like, who are you and what have you done with my husband? And I've realized, though, he acts that way when I'm not there. It's me being there that he's like, I don't have this perfect life for her. I'm ruining everything for her.
Yeah, marriage counseling will do you guys some good.
Will do us in. And we can't wait for it. And until then, I'm going to see Mary regularly.
Yeah. Working on yourself and then bring you with tools to marriage counseling.
Yeah. Mary's already helped us. We've already done some Joe-based sessions. So
nice.
It's in the works. We're good. Anyways, having that time, all in all, having the time off has been kind of nice to quiet things down a bit.
How many weddings do you have left this year?
A fuck ton. Like, I'm just going to gear up.
Madison and I have 19.
I should be around that, to be honest. I think I had 27 total this year.
Yeah.
So
that is hard.
I could have about 20.
Yeah.
And so I'm gearing up for the second half, which I'm really glad to have this break, because I think when I'm uncomfortable with things going on, I just fill it up with work. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people can attest to that, but it's been nice. I'm journaling again.
Look at you.
I know. I'm really trying, because I was like, I just have to get my mind right for the second half of the year. So
I've just been busy growing a human.
Well, you've been sicker than a dog.
I have been down bad. Like, yeah. I don't think I accurately described. Like, I mean, I haven't been able to get a normal until this week, truly.
Mm-hmm.
From mid-June till this week, I was not able to do like a normal day's work. I wasn't able to sit up. I was horizontal.
Yeah.
Like, I was that nauseous, like the worst car sickness you'll ever have, 24
hours
a day. Which sounds
like fucking hell to me. So
And
I can't imagine.
You know, just the vomiting 2 to 3 times a day, which is like, honestly, for the first 2 weeks of bad nausea, I wasn't puking. And so I thought like, okay, you know, maybe I just won't be puking and it's just this nausea. But I was like, this is killing me. Like, this is, mm-hmm. I was so tired. Like, literally would have to take 3 to 4 hour like naps, like full sleeps in the middle of the day, because I just couldn't. I could not be awake. Like, my body was just like shutting down.
That's what I heard though, in the first trimester, just the fatigue is just out of this world, which would be good for me because I love naps. But
I feel worse after naps. Like, when I wake
you have
up,
some
like,
fucked up nap dreams though.
Yeah, I don't drool at night. I drool when at night.
Yeah, it's something about getting into
give me your drunk
quick
science. Give me your drunk science
into that quick REM. That's what I think it is. I'm like, I have no idea how that is. You can go from like 0 to fucking very asleep and having crazy dreams. But nap dreams are fucked up because you do wake up really groggy and like. Yeah, I don't have the science on that yet, but
like, real nauseous, and it's been hard. And I got like a medication from my doctor, and it just made me not worse, but just like so out of it. Like, I was felt like I was high, and I just was like, I'd take the nausea and at least being able to like feel like I'm mentally at least as mentally there as I can be. But yeah, it's been hard, and I think it's hard, like just being pregnant and. I think working and knowing that like your pregnancy is going to have an effect on
your work
and other people and your, I think I talked to you about this yesterday. Like I don't want to take it on, you know, like because I'm having a baby, I'm due February 8th. People's films aren't going to be done. There's just no way. Like, if I'm...
It's like your first time you're doing this. You have to figure it out. You're going to figure it out as you go along, you know? Right. So it's hard to plan. And I think that's what you're at now in the process of, like, now I'm planning for when the baby's here and what that looks like for my work and giving myself enough time.
Yeah, and it's crazy to think about next year. Like, I'm booking these weddings and I'm like... I'm going to have a 5-month-old. I'm going to have a 6-month-old. Mm-hmm. Like, we're shooting a wedding down in Charleston. Like, our clients booked us for Cleveland. And then, you know, they're doing what's true to them. And they're like, this happens to me with many of my couples. And I love it. But they're like, actually, we're going to, like, get married down in Charleston. And I'm like, great. I'm going to have a baby. So I'm going to, you know, take, you know, Josh will probably come down too. And, like, everything's going to look different. And we hope. Because that's also the weird thing about being pregnant is nothing is for sure until you get there, which is this scary, scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the roller coaster ride and so happy.
Good.
Yeah. I wish I had more to report. We had maggots in our trash. You can relate.
That's a summer thing.
Hey. What is up with
I have
that?
A dead skunk in my trash can right now because I was outside. And
it's cooking in there in the summer heat.
What do you want me to do? What are you supposed to do with dead animal? We usually, luckily, the dead animals happen right before trash day, ironically, that we just put it out. But I had, and usually Joe deals with.
So Olive killed this skunk?
Well, we didn't know this, right? So I'm trying to get the story, get the scoop from Joe. And he says, you know, I don't know. Like, I didn't smell it outside. Because usually if we smell it, we bring the dogs in because Cleveland Heights skunks be on trash. Literally. Literally. And yeah, so I was outside when I got home. It was like a day after I got home. And my neighbors are like, hey, there's a dead skunk in your yard. I'm like, behind the barn. Behind the
barn?
The barn. Where do I live?
The garage?
Yeah. The garage.
On the barn.
And it's behind the garage. And I was like, fuck, that's just been chilling. That's seriously, they've been sleeping with it. I'm sure they've been playing with it. Disgusting. Flat as a discus. Olive did it.
What's a discus?
I don't know. I think it's from Hercules, the movie. And I just have said it ever since. Kind of like that thing you and Laura say, you know, doesn't really make sense. Anyways, yeah, so I got a shovel, put it in a garbage bag, and then double garbage bag that thing up. And I'm like, what do I do with this? Right. And I like put it in the trash.
Wow.
Yeah, disgusting. Anywho, that's been my life. I'm feeling good, but ready to gear up for part two. And that will be busy. So we'll keep you guys updated on things of that nature as it comes. And we hope you enjoyed this monthly update, aka Waitress Wedding Edition.
We are still so good at this job.
Yes.
But we miss you guys. We really do. Yeah. But it is what it is.
It is what we need right now. Especially.
But don't forget about us.
During these trying times. Yeah, but we will try to be better about like posting updates on Instagram. It's just hard when there's a million other things going on. But we'll do our best. We love you guys very much. And we thank you for continuing to listen to us and to support us. And
we'll see you at the end of August. Or you'll hear us at the end of August.
Right.
Again. And we love you guys.
We love you. And this is For Better and Worse Podcast. I'm Jess.
I'm Rach.
And we out of here.